朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
建造教会
Build up the church，
这是我们今天正道的题目。
This is the title of our sermon today，
也是我们今年教会的主题。
It will be the theme for our church this year，
也是我们教会使命的重要组成部分。
And it is also a crucial aspect, a crucial part of our church mission。
这一段教会牧养团教牧团开会、
We had a shepherding team meeting a while ago。
我们确立了教会的使命。
And we've confirmed the mission of the church.
有这五个方面。
That there are these five aspects.
首先，教会要领人归主。
That we're to lead people to the Lord.
我们要代代相传。
That we're to make disciples through generations.
我们要持守圣经。
That we're to exalt and abide by the Bible.
我们要建立教会。
That we're to build up the church.
Last but not least.
当然还有，
我们要荣耀基督。
That we are to glorify Christ.
我想这个是每一个教会的使命。
I think this is the mission for every church.
这当然也是我们 CCMC 的使命。
And this is the mission for CCMC.
那么从今年开始，2021到2025年。
And between 20 from this year, starting from this year, between 2021 to 2025.
我们每年会以一项使命为我们教会的主题。
That we look into one aspect of these five and have that be established as our annual theme.
希望五年下来
，such that over the course of five years，
让我们能够把我们教会从主所领受的、神所传递给众圣徒的这样一个使命，我们能够深化在我们的脑海和我们的心中。
That we can imprint into our souls of this.Five aspects of the church mission that the Lord has given us.
从而也让我们教会各方面的事工
such that for all the ministries of our church,
我们的意向
that our vision,
我们的各方面的侍奉策略
that all our different ministry strategies,
我们的价值的体系
that the system of our values,
都能够反映我们教会的使命
that these are going to be reflective of the mission of the church.
也让我们把我们有限的力量
That even though our strength is limited,
能够集中起来
that it will be focused and concentrated,
把我们大家的看见能够聚焦在从主的领受上面
that our focus will be on what we've received from the Lord,
让教会能够建立得更加的强壮
that the church will be strengthened,
更加的合主的心意
that will be pleasing to the Lord.
所以今年我们第一年我们的主题就是建造教会
So for us, we'll start off with build up the church.
请大家要注意
Please note,
这个建造教会不是单单说我们在凯瑞那边职堂，所以我们要建造教会。
The building up of the church is not simply because we are now having a congregation in Cary.
每一个教会都要来不断的建造，对不对啊
？Every church is to be built up, isn't that right?
有哪一个教会说我们已经建造完成了
？Is there a church that says, "Well, we're work done"?
我们已经完工了。
That we're finished.
现在我们可以献礼了。
And now we are able to have a dedication ceremony.
还没有到那个时候
We're not quite there yet.
我们都不完全
That we are imperfect.
我们都在一个 construct, 都在一个建造的过程当中
We are also in work in progress.
也谢谢弟兄姊妹们的耐心
I'd like to thank brothers and sisters for your patience.
我们知道这句话实际上是 Ruth Graham, 刻在他墓碑上的那样的话
We know that this is an engraving on the tombstone of Ruth Graham.
就是戈斐里牧师的夫人
And that's the wife of Billy Graham.
End of construction, thanks for your patience.
我的建造终于结束，感谢你给我的耐心。
所以让我们的教会，我们在主的里面继续，我们来好好的建造。
So we pray and that we will continue to construct within the Lord's church.
我们在西凯瑞食堂
that we have an assembly now in West Cary.
也给我们德恩堂，给我们德恩堂的众同工弟兄姊妹，是一个很好的机会，同时也是挑战。
This is such an opportunity as well as a challenge for us here in Durham.
让我们建造我们的教会。
That we'll build up the church.
我们也是同心两个堂一同来建造我们的 CCNC.
That together with the two congregations we'll build up CCNC.
我最近听到很多弟兄姊妹的分享。
I've heard many sharings from brothers and sisters.
我们实在是感谢神。
That we want to praise and thank the Lord.
在这样一个疫情当中。
That during this pandemic.
神引领我们。
God guided us.
在西凯瑞之堂。
That we planted a church in West Cary.
我们刚刚众弟兄姊妹一同来印证，一同来参与。我们也在西凯瑞，在 Apex 那个地方，我们买下一个四亩多的土地，还有上面的这个建筑。
And together as the congregations, we are able to witness this property that God has given us.
这样一个见证，我们把一切荣耀归给神。
That this testimony is lifted is glory to God.
实际上也在我们整个的我们三角地区啊，众信徒、众教会和华人当中，已经成为一个美好的见证了。
And this has already begun to be a wonderful testimony amongst.Chinese, amongst the Chinese churches within this Research Triangle area.
我们下个礼拜或者在这个礼拜当中我们就会有一个好消息要报告给弟兄姊妹们。
Sometime in this coming week, we do have a good news for our brothers and sisters.
好的，现在我们来回到我们今天的信息内容当中。
And so to return to the message for today,
首先我们来思想到底什么是教会。
We have to consider what is the church.
第一点呢，我们今天只是简单的讲，因为我们后面还有专门一讲叫做认识教会。
Today we are going to touch on it briefly because we do have another sermon that's planned and that's titled to know the church.
但是我们今天还是要提。
But we're still going to have to make mention.
何为教会？或者我们也可以问谁是教会
？So the question is, what is the church, or who is the church?
为什么这么说呢
？Why do we say this?
因为教会可不是只是一个物理的存在，一个 building.
So when we are talking about the church, it's not just a material existence, it's not just a building.
有的时候，礼拜天下午接到弟兄姊妹的电话。
So sometimes I receive phone calls from our brothers and sisters.
牧师啊，你还在不在教会呀？
So are you still at church?
我的圣经忘在教会里面来了。
I've left my Bible in the church.
我现在就来教会拿。
So, can I come over now and pick it up?
教会的门开不开？
Is the door of the church open?
每句话都没错啊，弟兄姊妹，都没有错的，可以这么说的。
So, there is no error in each of the statements that was mentioned.
因为我们已经约定俗成了这样讲。
And because we have already habitually understood what it means.
但是，所有这每一句话里面，好像这个教会就指的是这个地点。这个建筑，这个 building.
Yet at the same time, we recognize that in each of the mention of the word church, it refers to the building.
刚好半年以前。
So about half a year ago.
七月初第一次的讲到和弟兄姊妹，我在这个台上和大家分享。
In July, when I was sharing with all of us.
我们讲到提摩太前书三章十五节。
什么？
我们讲提摩太，对不起，讲得太快。First.Timothy, chapter 3, verse 15.
I was preaching from 1 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 15.
这家就是永生神的教会，真理的忠实和根基。
That this is the house of the Lord. We are, the church is the bulwark of truth.
当时我们就有讲到，这个教会在原文当中呢，叫 ecclesia.
But at the same time, we understand that the church in the original Greek is ecclesia.
那这个 ecclesia 它是什么意思呢 ？exit 就是出啊，后面 kleio 有这个声音的意思啊。
What does it mean? It's actually a compound word with ex, which means going out, and leo, which refers to the calling.
所以就是被神呼召出来的一群。
And so together it means the assembly that has been called out.
教会是一群人。
That the church is a group of people.
是被神从这世界上分别为圣呼召出来的一群人。
That we have been called out from the world, this is the assembly of people.
所以教会绝不单单只是那个建筑。
And so the church is not only the building.
当这一群人在哪里聚集的时候
，Whenever this assembly of people are gathering,
教会就在哪里。
That's where the church is.
主的同在就在那里。
That's where the presence of the Lord is.
主的灯台就在那里。
And that's where the light of the Lord is.
当然另一方面我们也要讲得完全。
On the other hand, we are to speak it more wholesomely.
有的时候大家也问啊，有的弟兄姊妹新搬来北卡就问，你们教会在哪里？
There are times where perhaps someone has just moved into the area, they'll ask, where's your church?
我们教会在这个地点或者在那个地点。
And so we'll speak specifically of a particular location.
这样讲没有问题。
There's also no problem in saying that.
你知道在这个国内有这种叫家庭教会。
We know that in mainland China, we have these house churches.
那么在国内呢，弟兄姊妹们因为遇到因着各方面的这种限制。
Because of all the different restraints that the brothers and sisters in mainland China experience.
他们很想教会能够有一个恒产，有一个恒永久的一个地址。
They do wish that there is a permanent address to where their church is.
在那边能够来不受干扰的聚会。
That there can be no disturbance, in terms of when they're meeting together.
但是没有办法被赶来赶去。
But they have no choice because they're chased from one place to another.
国内家庭教会的弟兄姊妹有一次到北美来。
So there was once the brothers and sisters from those house churches came over to the States.
那我接待这个国内教会的领袖来到我们教会。
And I've received some of these leaders and brought them to our church.
他一看到我们那个教堂。
When they saw the church building,
他们很感动。
They were very moved.
眼泪都快流下来了。
And tears were just waiting to burst.
如果要是我们在中国。
They said, if we were in China,
能够有这么好的建筑,
we can have such a wonderful building,
这么敞亮的这个大堂,
that we could have a sanctuary that is so wide and so high,
我们来自由的敬拜,
that we can freely worship,
不受限制的敬拜,
to not be restrained,
多么好啊,
how wonderful that will be,
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
其实我们看圣经当中家这个字。
Yeah, at the same time, if we look into the Bible and we look at the word home,
中文家，英文里面 house, household, home, family.
So even though in Chinese, we've just one single word, in English, there's an expansion of the meanings of house, household, home, and family.
每个词实际上都有它不同的侧重点。
And each word has its different weight on a particular content.
教会绝对是一个家庭 family.
We know that the church is a family.
但是大家注意到吗？
But at the same time, can you notice this?
我们大部分弟兄姊妹或者有些弟兄姊妹以后也会买房子，对不对？
Maybe some of our brothers and sisters will already have a house, or you may be purchasing a house sometime in the future.
你再去买房子的时候呢？
When you're going to buy a house,
你有没有注意到那个房地产经纪那个广告 ，realtor 打那个广告，他是怎么说的？
You see what the realtor oftentimes put out as a tagline.
There's a beautiful house, and there's a beautiful home.
这里有一个美丽的家，也就是建筑，可是也是可以美丽的家，也就是家庭。
是说是 house 还是 home? 都是 home.
So there's house and there's home, but it's all home.
如果单单只是就是指一个建筑，一个 house 硬邦邦的，是不是很死板的在一个地方
？If you're only referring to the building, then it's very cold.
但是他强调的是什么呢
？But where's the emphasis?
你在这里安家。
Then this is where you're going to establish your home.
一个温暖的家。
A warm home.
A loving home 啊，一个 warm 一个有爱的一个家 home.
A home that is loving.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们的教会。
So brothers and sisters with our church.
我们很感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
一方面我们知道教会是弟兄姊妹的聚集。
We know that the church is when brothers and sisters assemble and gather.
这个 building 整个都没有了也没有关系。
Even if we are to lose the building, it is fine.
我们仍然可以来敬拜神。
We can still come together and worship God.
即使是大逼迫临到美国，而且我们也知道逼迫已经在一步一步的在靠近他的教会。
Even if great persecution come, and we know that persecution is already edging towards the church,
我们仍然可以聚会。我们在网络上面也能够聚会。
We can still meet and gather. We can meet and gather online.
但是另一方面
，But on the other hand,
当我们能够在这里一起来同心的来到这里来聚集的时候
，But when we can come together in unity,
我们要珍惜这个 home.
We want to treasure this home.
很多的弟兄姊妹为了这个 home， 为了这个家，有许许多多的摆上。
Many of our brothers and sisters have given up, have given much to make this place a home.
我前一段听说。
Previously, I heard.
这件事我听了以后非常感动。
After I heard the news, I was very moved.
弟兄姊妹知道吗？我们这个房顶上面是漏的。
If you don't know, we do have some leaks in the roof.
那上面有摆着这个盆呢、啊，是吧？大盆的桶啊，去接那个漏的雨水，不然的话就掉到我们头上来了。
In fact, there are buckets containing some of this drips. If not, they would gather and even break through the ceiling.
所以一下大雨的时候
，So whenever there's a torrential rain,
我们的执事就要跑到教会来。
Our deacon will come to the church.
就去看看那个水，然后水满了，赶快去倒水。
We'll come to the building, check to see if the bucket's full. If the bucket's full, he's going to have to empty the bucket.
在这个家里面有很多很多弟兄姊妹的爱倾倒进来。
Within this home, there's much love that's been poured into it from brothers and sisters.
因为这是献给主的地方。
Because this is a place that has been offered to the Lord.
对圣殿和圣所，圣经当中给我们看到也有两重的意义。
And we also see that there are double meanings of the temple or the sanctuary.
以色列人他们非常的看重圣殿。
For the Israelites, they are very intense. They respect the temple a lot.
非常的看重圣所。
They revere the sanctuary.
到了新约当中
，moving into the New Testament,
神进一步的启示我们。
We continue to be shown.
我们的身体就是圣灵的殿。
That our body is the temple of the Spirit.
我们的心就是至圣所。
That our hearts is the sanctuary.
若我们真正我们的身体是圣灵的殿，我们的心是圣所的话。
That if we regard intently that our body is the temple and our hearts the sanctuary.
当我们一同在这里聚集。
That as we come together.
这样一个原来是 Verizon 培训中心的这么一个大教室。
That it may be a classroom long time ago for Verizon Training Center.
现在这个地方的意义不一样了，这个地方叫做 sanctuary。
But now the meaning has been transformed. It is now a sanctuary.
被分别为圣了。
That has been set apart and sanctified.
为主所用。
For the use of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我们在教会的摆上。
That what we give up for the church.
彼此之间关系的建造。
In the building up of our mutual relationship.
信仰上面的晋升。
That in the deepening of our faith.
所有这些的无形的建造在神眼中看为宝贵。
That even though they may not be visible to the eyes, but this the Lord sees and finds it precious.
同时弟兄姊妹们。
At the same time, brothers and sisters.
我们在这个 church, 我们要加引号，我们在我们这个教堂教会圣所当中，我们一切的摆上。
That within this building, within this four walls, whatever we've offered up.
为主悦纳。
May it be pleasing and received by the Lord.
好，我们下面看第二件。
So, looking at the second point.
谁的教会？
Whose church?
问题答案很简单， God's church, 对不对？神的教会。
It seems a simple answer, and that's God's church.
耶稣基督说，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
Jesus says that on this rock I will build my church.
所以我们把这个我的，我们把它特别的用大字号。
And so we see how we've made it an uppercase, this my church.
大家仔细去看新约圣经。
If we look closely into the New Testament,
多次的讲到神的教会，永生神的教会。
Oftentimes it speaks about the church of the everlasting living God.
教会是神的。
That the church belongs to God.
是属于主的。
Belongs to the Lord.
不是任何一个人的。
It's not anyone's.
不是刚才在台上这一群人的。
It's not. It does not belong to all who are just standing here on the stage.
啊，这个教会就是你们牧师长老执事的。
Yeah, this church is not the pastors or the elders or the deacons.
你知道，在美国那个教会往往要注册。
Oftentimes we know that we have to register a church with the government.
注册呢，就有这个 trustee.
Once you have an official registration, you are going to have your trustees.
那当年我们教会注册的时候，我一签字，这手发抖啊。
So that previously my church, when I had to sign my name on, I was quite nervous, I was shaking.
为什么手发抖呢？
Why were my hands shaking?
如果出了问题，要去坐牢的。
Because if there's anything that goes wrong with the church, I'm bound for the jail.
但是不是单单只是那几个 trustee。
But it's not just for the trustees.
这个教会是神的。
That this church belongs to God.
好了，这个没有问题，大家都知道。但我们还要继续往下看。
So that we know, but we have to take it further.
教会又是我们的。
We can also say that it is our church.
请大家千万要注意，这个地方不是很骄傲的在那里说，这是我的教会。
But we have to note that we're not saying it with arrogance, not saying that this is my church.
而是很谦卑的说。
But that we're saying it with humility.
前一段时间有一次在一个这个微信群社交媒体的这个群里面。
There was a conversation on WeChat.
那么呢有看到有一位牧师在那里写。
There was a pastor who wrote on it.
那个牧师我不是太熟。
I'm not very familiar with that.
然后他就写了一句话，他就说我的教会怎么样怎么样。
So he wrote, my church and so this and that.
然后立刻就有弟兄姊妹，反正在网上大家都不认得哈。
And so there were responses from brothers and sisters, even though they do not know one another.
然后这个回复挺不客气的，你怎么能说是你的教会呢？
And some of the replies were pretty blunt.
这个教会是神的教会。
How can you say that this is your church? This is God's church.
你这个牧师说教会是你的教会，这个态度就不端正。
When the pastor, you're saying that this is my church, that is not a proper attitude.
哎呀，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
如果他很骄傲说这个教会属于我，这不对。
Of course, it's wrong if you're to say it arrogantly.
但是我从另外一个角度看。
But from a different perspective.
每一个基督徒应该说这个教会是我的，对不对啊？
Christians are to say that this church is mine.
不能教会是我们的。
It's not just that the church is ours.
神也是我们的。
That God is ours.
主是我们的。
That our Lord is ours.
父是我们的。
That Father is ours.
是不是啊？
Isn't it?
我的主，我的神。
It's like my Lord, my God.
我的天父。
My Father.
大家看吗？主耶稣在这里讲啊。
If we look into Scripture,
乃是我在天上的父指示的。
But this is my Father who in heaven has made known to you.
耶稣啊，你已经降世为人在地上了。
That Jesus has been word made flesh.
可别这么骄傲啊。
Do we tell Jesus, oh, don't be so arrogant.
那么就说是你的父啊。
And you have to say, how can you say this is my father?
我们不会这样说，对不对啊？
But that's not what we're going to say to the son.
但一个小孩子说，这是我的爸爸，这是我的妈妈。
That when we say this is my father, my mother as a child,
表明这样一种亲密的关系。
It is representative or reflection of an intimate relationship.
现在教会是我们每一个人的。
So the church is ours, each and every one of us.
巴不得在教会里面没有一个人是做客人，我指的基督徒。
Such that, praying hopefully that within the church no one's a guest.
我们对教会都能有这样一种的归属感。
That as Christians we have a sense of belonging.
都能有这样一种主人翁的态度。
That we have a sense of ownership towards the church.
你知道，如果要是我是在这里做客人的
，Imagine this if we're here only as guests.
跟我没大关系。
This place really, this home has really nothing to do with me.
这个态度不一样。
That's a very different attitude.
我们以前从中国来呢，在中国是这个公有制大锅饭是吧？以前。
So, a long time ago in China, what we do is that we were able to share just a pot of food.
所以讲话一切都是怎么样？全民所有啊，我们大家都是主人翁。
So we say that, oh, everything belongs to everyone, we are all owners.
但实际上呢，没有一个人有这种主人翁的责任感。
But yeah, at the same time, we do not carry with us this sense of responsibility as an owner.
说是公家的。
Even though we're saying that this belongs to all,
情分不是那么回事。
But in the actual practice, it wasn't so.
我记得我还小时候看一个电视剧。
I remember watching this TV drama when I was younger.
那个电视剧里面有个细节很有意思。
There was a very interesting detail in that drama.
一个老大爷，农村的老大爷，他就用那种这个盗劫呀，然后就绑这个笤帚。
There was a patriarch in a village and he was trying to tie together a bundle.
然后就拿到市场上去卖。
And he was going to sell that bundle in the market.
然后到市场上去卖呢，然后这个就来了一个穿着中山装的一个看着有点像吃公家饭的人。
And so someone from the market, was dressed very well in the traditional Chinese, outfit and he looks like he's someone of prominence.
然后呢就这个在他这里敲这个条柱说是要给单位去买。
And so he was saying that, oh, I'm going to buy this for the government unit. I'm going to buy your bundle.
一下要买很多的这个条柱。
And, he's going to buy lots of these poles, for the unit.
然后就说你这个条柱比较贵啊等等。
They're saying, oh, but, you know, this is quite expensive.
后来虽然老人家给他要开一个这个收据，把那个价格要把他那个膨胀了起来。
In the end, the elderly or the patriarch of the village was asked to put it down a receipt, but it's also to inflate the price.
然后呢，这个老人家讲这句话，我直到现在都几十年了，我还印象特别深。
So decades later, I still have a very vivid memory of what this.Elderly said,
他说了一句什么呢
？What did he say?
他说我这个条柱很结实。
He said that the poles that I have, these are very sturdy ones.
因为公家的东西啊，没有人用起来爱惜。
The reason why it keeps getting destroyed is because there's no treasuring of what this is by the officials.
我印象很深很深。
It left a deep impression in my mind.
我们从国内知道都晓得这个背景。
So for both of us who have come from mainland China, we know of this background.
国家政府掌管一切了。
We see that the country's government controls all.
公家的东西是没人爱惜的。
And so when something is an official government property, actually no one really treasures it.
教会不一样。
But the church is different.
教会是我们大家的。
But the church is ours.
我们有一份真正的归属感，而且我们有一种真正的主人翁的态度。
That we have a true sense of belonging and a true sense of ownership.
我记得听一位老传道人说
，received this from an experienced pastor.
这个在新泽西和纽约那边牧会的林三刚老弟兄，有人可能知道他，年90多岁高龄。
And this brother Lin, who is over 90 years old, he ministers in the Jersey area.
他说什么
？What did he say？
他说如果要是我给自己家里买东西
，saying if I'm to buy things for my own home，
差不多就可以了。
Oftentimes is as long as I can make it， it makes it。
精打细算的。
And so he's very calculated when it comes to his own home。
他有十个孩子。
He has 10 children。
所以家里日子过得也不是，不是那么宽裕。
And so he's not necessarily financially well-to-do。
但是他说，我跟弟兄姊妹讲，我们若是给教会买东西
，But he said when I'm sharing with brothers and sisters and saying that if we are to buy something, to purchase something for the church,
我们就买那个最好的。
We have to buy what is the best.
当然不是那个奢侈的
，But it's not luxurious.
因为我把最好的献给神。
Because we have to offer up what is best to the Lord.
而教会里面的每一样，我们大家都好好的爱惜。
And so it is for every single item in the church, we are to treasure it.
这是叫做主人翁的态度。
That this is a sense of ownership.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持。与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。